your first impressions. We're waiting for the president to sign this infrastructure bill. A lot of people trying to surmise what that means for investments. What advice, you know, with 3+ decades of doing this, would you tell the rest of us?
I've been in many rodeos before, often ended up in the dust, and that may make me a more cautionary observer than not. The infrastructure bill itself is priced into the market. It is not going to do a great deal, signed or unsigned, to change the mood of investors. It's fascinating, I think, Adam, that the market's like a coiled spring right now. And this happens at pivotal points in the market quite often. The averages don't change, as you said just prior to this. There are lots of sector and stock rotation, major movements undergoing, but the indexes right at the moment are very tightly wound like a coil. It's sort of like the Indianapolis 500 when you see all the cars revving their motors at the start, but they haven't begun to go anyplace yet. When it goes, it's going to go in one direction or the other in a very major way, I think.
So, Georgian, how are you advising your clients then to be positioned? Because it seems like there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. We don't know what's going to come over the next couple of months. So what makes the most sense when some of these investors are trying to hedge their bets?
For the time being, Ashana, I think the thing to do is to participate actively in the market. The trend bias is still upward, and it would be a mistake to bet against that changing prematurely. So for now, we're telling clients, and I think that the prudent thing to do is to be fully engaged on the equity side of the market. However, there is a strong argument for changing the composition of a portfolio so that either a market downturn or really the now prevailing trends will do more for you than being invested in, for example, the FANG or the FANG Plus stocks. They're getting to be very tired, very erratic, and probably are no longer the most lucrative places for an investor to concentrate their holdings.
George, how would you interpret for the rest of us the fact that, as you've pointed out, we've seen $27 billion recently flow into, you know, the options market, a lot of that going into calls. Wouldn't that be a bullish signal?
Adam, I think it's one of the most bearish signals that we could possibly see. And I will point out, as you know, the last time we saw this flood of money into single stock options and the predominance of calls over puts was in the 2008 beginning of the bear market cycle. There is a great deal of speculative fervor in the market, some of it retail, some of it Reddit, some of it mem stocks, but including the institutions. So the fervor that's causing $27 billion to go into single stock options in 1 week is a very speculative blow-off bubble sign. Doesn't mean the bubble's going to get burst right now, but it does mean at some point there is too much of the animal spirits in the market. It's a cautionary sign.
Hey, George, when you take a look at the fact that there's additional stimulus now pumping into the economy on the heels of the highest inflation report that we have gotten in just over 30 years, any worry that this new infrastructure spending, that it's going to make inflation even worse than we're currently seeing?
Inflation is the greatest economic concern in the market and actually in the economy today. People are afraid of inflation, and they should be. Inflation is running too hot. The specific outcomes of the bill being signed today are a infrastructure renewal, which we need and will be helpful over the longer term. But the job sectors, the economic sectors, the employment sectors on which it's focusing are already in a very full employment mode, and therefore I think could create yet higher wages, wage demands, and that might spark a further acceleration of inflation, which would be very ruinous, both short-term to the market, more importantly, ruinous to the economy over the intermediate to longer term.
One of the things you share with your clients is to consider the iShares U.S. Oil and Gas Exploration and Production ETF. A lot of people are saying that shale production will come back online. You're not worried about the Biden administration maybe doing some regulations that, you know, environmental regulations that would prohibit that?
Worry, yes. But Adam, there is a need for hydrocarbons now. The Biden administration and Americans don't want $4 at the pump gasoline. And right now, we're either there in some states or headed close to it. There is a important predominance of viewpoint that the shale producers won't be able to get the bank loans they need to produce, and that having been burned in the recent past, they won't bring new rigs, new drilling online. That's rubbish. That's nonsense. The shale drillers, as long as there are oil prices over $60 a barrel, and that's going to be the case for a long time, can mint money. Banks will lend to them. Their production will go up. Their cash flow and earnings will go up. The stocks have increased in price, but not by nearly as much as the likely earnings that are ahead of them. I think that the shale sector has a big future over the next 1 to 3 years.